إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the creation so that He is worshipped. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given us the signs of His magnificence, of His greatness, so that we may fear Him. And He has described for us the harshness of His punishment, so that we may control ourselves from corruption, and so that we may control ourselves from sinfulness. And so that this description of His punishment will be an incentive for us to do good deeds and to be successful and to be guided. Brothers and sisters in Islam, beware of what Allah has warned you against. Beware and fear that which He has scared you with. Fear the hellfire, which He described in His books and through the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, describing the fury of the hellfire and its roar. The dwelling place of the hellfire has a fury and a roar. It has a heat that is great. It is black and dark and depressing. Allah says, لا تبقي ولا تذر لواحة للبشر. It does not leave anyone, and it does not allow anyone to remain. لَوَّاحَةٌ لِلْبَشَرِ. It burns the skins until they are blackened from the fire. عَلَيْهَا تِسْعَةَ عَشَرَ. Over the fire are 19 angels. The flame of the fire, it never extinguishes. It is a dwelling that deprives its inhabitants from the closeness of Allah Azza wa Jal and from being near to Him. And it deprives its inhabitants of joy and happiness. Allah Ta'ala, He says, An-Nar, the fire, the hell, which they will enter to burn. And what a wretched place, a wretched resting place. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the mention of the hellfire and its levels and its steep walls strike terror and fear into the hearts of the people who have faith and who are fearful of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a hadith narrated by Anas radiallahu anhu, I swear by the one in whose hand is my soul, if you knew what I knew, you would laugh little and cry much. The Sahaba, they then said, what is it that you know? And he said, the Jannah and the Hellfire. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I warn you of the fire. I warn you of the fire. He continued saying this until his shoulder garment fell on the ground. And in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, do not forget the two great things. Do not forget the two great and mighty things. They said, what is it, O Messenger of Allah? He said, the Jannah and the Hellfire. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said while crying, I swear by the one in whose hand is the soul of Muhammad, if you knew what I knew, you would climb the mountains and pour dust on your head out of fear. Beloved brothers, O Muslims, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the paradise is closer to you than your own shoelace, and likewise is the fire, which was narrated by Bukhari. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in a hadith narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the fire of this world that you have is one part of the 70 parts of the hellfire. Each level of the hellfire is like the one before it. Each level of the hellfire was increased by 69 parts over the fire of this world, and each part is just as hot as the one before it. What you feel from the heat of the summer is just a breath of the hellfire. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, describing the fire, that it exclaimed to Allah on the day, the hellfire exclaimed to Allah and said, O Lord, I am destroying myself. The hellfire spoke and it said, O Lord, I am eating myself. So Allah Ta'ala allowed it to release two breaths. One breath in the summer and one breath in the winter. The breath of the winter is the Zamharir, the cold punishment of the people of the fire. And the breath of the summer is the fire. It is a breath from the fire of hell. Narrated by Bukhari. The hellfire will come on the day of judgment. The hellfire will come on the day of resurrection, being led by 70,000 chains. And each chain will be pulled by 70,000 angels. It will come in an angry state. And the criminals, the wrongdoers, the mujrimeen, they will be certain of the punishment. They will be certain of the consequence of the deeds which they used to do. Entire nations will fall on their knees at the sight of the hellfire. And man will remember what he had done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ The hellfire will be brought forth on that day. وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ وَأَنَّا يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانِ That day man will remember, he will be awakened from his heedlessness. وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى But what good will the remembrance do on that day?
يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي
He will say, يا ليتني Woe to me that I had sent forth for my life.
فيومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد
فيومئذ on that day لا يعذب No one will be punished like his punishment
ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد
And no one will be binded up as severely as them, the evildoers. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the pit of the hellfire is so deep that it takes 70 years to reach the bottom. Once the Prophet ﷺ, he heard the sound of a rock crashing. And he said to the Sahaba, Do you know what that was? That was the sound of a rock that was released in the hellfire 70 years ago. And just now it has reached the bottom of the fire. The sirat will be laid over the hellfire, the bridge. The bridge will be surrounded by hooks of fire. Some people will cross the sirat like a lightning bolt. Some of them like the speed of a horse or a bird. Some of them will be scratched by the terrible hooks of the fire, and some of them will be dragged from the bridge into the pits of the hellfire. The fire will reach up to the body of its inhabitants. Some of them up to their ankles. Some of them up to their waist, some of them up to their chins. They will be dragged to the fire, tired and scared. In sadness, they will be pushed and shoved into the fire. They will be dragged into its heat and thrown into its flames. And its fire will boil their bodies like fire boils water. Allah Ta'ala, He says,
إِذَا أُلْقُوا فِيهَا سَمِعُوا لَهَا شَهِيقًا وَهِيَ تَفُورُ
إِذَا أُلْقُوا فِيهَا If they are thrown into the fire,
سَمِعُوا لَهَا شَهِيقًا
They will hear from it a dreadful inhaling and it will boil them up. They will ask for food and they will be granted the most revolting of rations which is prepared for them.
إِنَّ شَجْرَةِ الزَّقُّومِ طَعَامُ الْأَثِيمِ كَالْمُهْلِ يَغْلِي فِي الْبُطُونِ كَغَلِيَ الْحَمِيمِ
They will be given to eat from the tree of Zakkum. The zakkum is a dreadful food for the sinful. Like murky oil, it will boil within their bellies, the boiling of scalding water.
Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said,
if one drop of the zakkum were to fall on the earth, it would cause all the people of the earth to be in misery. One drop of the zakkum. So what about the people whose food, their only food and ration, is the zakkum? When they ask for help, they will be given thorny branches of poisonous plant. Those thorny branches, they will neither reach their bellies, nor will they come out and be able to remove them from their mouths. They will be given as food the filth of the washing of the wounds, and the pus and blood, and the water of a boiling spring with high temperature, which will split their stomachs and their guts and cause them to fall from their sinful bodies and to burn their disobedient faces. Allah says,
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ.
Say, it is the haqq. وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Say, this is the truth from your Lord. Let whosoever wills believe, and let whomsoever wills disbelieve.
إِنَّا أَعْتَدَنَا لِلْظَالِمِينَ نَارًا.
We have prepared for the wrongdoers a fire whose walls will surround them. They will call for relief. They will be relieved with the water like murky oil which scalds their faces. Wretched is the drink and evil is the resting place. Surah Al-Kahf. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that boiling water shall be poured on their heads, on their skulls, until it reaches their stomachs, and it will make their guts melt and go down to their feet, and then everything will be returned like it was to its original condition. Narrated by Ahmad and Tirmidhi. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, the least of the people in the hellfire is like one whose fire will reach their sandals, but that fire will boil their brains. He will think that there is no one in the fire that has a worse punishment than him, but he will be the one with the least punishment. Narrated by Bukhari and Muslim. They will suffer in the hellfire in different ways. They will be burned by the fire. They will be given cloaks made out of burning fire. Even a strong mountain could not withstand the harm of that fire. Their hands and feet will be fettered to their faces and their foreheads, and they will be overburdened by the chains. Their faces will turn gloomy from the result of their punishment. The doors will be sealed of the fire, and hardship will be therein. Allah Ta'ala, He says, it has seven gates. For each gate of the fire, there is an appointed portion of the followers of the Shaytan. They will cry and be saddened in the fire. They will cry out from the severity of the torment while they are in its valleys. And they will say, O Malik, the keeper of the fire, tell your Lord to put an end to us. Tell your Lord to just finish us. They will say, Malik will say, indeed you will remain. Their sorrow therein will be continuous. They will never feel happy. The Prophet ﷺ, he said in the hadith narrated by Abdullah ibn Qais, that the people of the fire will cry so much that their tears will be like oceans upon which ships could sail, and their tears will be of blood. Hadith narrated by Hakim. They will cry because they wasted their lives without taking provision for the hereafter. They will cry because they feel the regret of making their Creator angry with them. They will regret having angered their Creator, but their crying will only bring more and more sadness to them. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَارْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ. They will say, O our Lord, رَبَّنَا وَلَوْ تَرَى, Allah says in Surah Al-Sajda, if you could only see, إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُ رُؤُوسِهِمْ, when the criminals will be bowing their heads in ignominy in their, with their Lord, رَبَّنَا أَبَصَرْنَا, our Lord we have seen and we have heard, فَرَجِعْنَا, let us go back, نَعْمًا صَالِحًا, so that we can work deeds of righteousness. إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ, now we believe, now we have certainty. They will call to their Lord, who they continue to disobey. They will call out to their Lord, who they continue to transgress His boundaries, and they were enemies of His devout slaves. They will call unto their Lord, whose judgment will be just upon them. His wrath and punishment will befall them. قَالَ اصْطَعُوا فِيهَا وَلَا تُكَلِّمُونَ. He will say, remain therein, do not speak. The cries will not hear sympathy, and their du'as will not be responded to. Their sins will surround them, and it will be called out, O dwellers of the fire, O dwellers of paradise, it is eternal life with no death, a fire that cannot be resisted. Servants of Allah, these are some of the descriptions of the fire and the people of the fire. So ask Allah to protect you from the fire. Ask Allah to keep you away from the words and the actions of that which brings you closer to the fire. We live in a time when the trials and the tribulations and the evils come one after another. Trials of doubts, trials of the fast life of this world, the fitan, which lead a person to its trap and turn him away from faith and from the manners and behaviors of belief. Abu Barza radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, amongst the things which I fear on you the most are following your desires and the desires of your provision and private parts. The things that I fear for you the most are following your desires regarding your provision and your private parts and the doubtful matters. In another narration, he said, the fitan, the trials of the faith. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, paradise is surrounded by the difficult and hard things, and the fire is surrounded by temptations. overcome these difficulties and wake up your hearts. Come out of your heedlessness. Keep yourselves away from the sources of temptation and guard yourself with the Quran and the Sunnah. Know that you have time now, but sudden death awaits you. There is no disaster greater than having a heedless heart, a dead heart. Nor there is no disaster greater than being heedless of Allah Ta'ala. Be warned of gray hair, for we know the destiny of death is soon to come. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين. وبعد, brothers and sisters in Islam, protect yourself from the fire and take lessons from the description of the fire and take lessons from those who came before us before we ourselves become lessons for those who come after us. Follow the footsteps of those who repented, who turned back to Allah, and turn to Allah and ask forgiveness and seek His help in abandoning sins. Slaves of Allah, O you who have transgressed the boundaries and stayed away from the path, hasten to repentance and wash yourself from the filth of the sins. Wash yourself from sins and protect yourself by being away from the places of corruption and fitna, and being away from the evil companions. Rescue yourselves from the fire and beware of the wrath of the Jabbar. Protect yourselves and your wives and your children from the fire. Stay away from abandoning prayers, from imitating the disbelievers, from looking at prohibited images on the television or internet. Stay away from consuming alcohol. For the sisters, guard your hijab and beware of uncovering. All of these deeds are from the actions of the people of the hellfire. Every disobedience of Allah and His Messenger is from the deeds of the people of the fire. Protect yourself from the fire. Allah says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. O you who believe, save yourselves and your families from a fire. وقودها الناس والحجارة. Its fuel is mankind and stones. عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد. Upon it are angels that are fierce and angry. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم. They do not disobey Allah what He has commanded them. ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. And they do what they are commanded. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا آتنا. اللهم أصلح أحوالنا وأحوال المسلمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها. اللهم يا غفور يا رحيم تب علينا توبة نصوحا. اللهم احفظنا من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. وصلى الله على محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر. الله صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا وادخلي جنتي.